This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. We are Covino and Rich. And for Dan Patrick, Steve Covino and Rich Davis, again, from the mean streets of L.A., wishing you a happy Labor Day. Enjoy the day off.
Oh,
hope you're having a nice extended weekend.
Hopefully you're having a messy Inter-Miami type of day.
A surreal gone sort of weekend. A Colorado sort of weekend. Hope all your teams and your favorite fighters won this weekend.
A Jay Moore Genie Bus type of weekend. Congratulations. Got married on the beach in Malibu. Oh. Hey, look at that. Jay Moore. He used to work here at Fox Sports Radio. And, of course, the owner of the Lakers.
Good of course. Him. Was there a new winning time?
You know what? I was writing NFL trivia last night, so I didn't even have HBO on.
And we were at the LAFC game, so, hey, we got to catch up on some winning time on HBO Max.
I know Jay Moore is an established individual, but is there a prenup in that situation?
Jay Moore going to be owning the Lakers? I'd imagine so.
There has to be.
I'm no lawyer, but come on.
There has to be. So, again, Covino and Rich, please follow us, stream Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcasts. Check it out. We're on Monday through Friday, usually from 5 to 7 on the East, 2 to 4 on the West. Everything at Covino and Rich. And we got to talk a lot of football this hour we get ready for Thursday. Of course, a lot of great college football this weekend. But
I saw a lot of people, by the way, I don't want to backtrack to Coach Prime.
Sure.
But it's so funny how I get it because it's easier to lead with skepticism than positivity, but so many people are like, it's one game, and I'm like, I know it's one game, but Colorado won one game last year, and I don't care if TCU's not what we thought they were, but they were in the national championship last year.
It's one game, but it's so exciting.
But it's exciting,
right?
And if you want to take away from the fact that Coach Prime has changed the culture and he's doing big things, then that's on you. If you don't want to feel the excitement.
But it's true. You can't get too excited about one game, but that takes away from the fun. Sometimes we like being prisoners of the moment.
Man, I get it.
Like they just beat some anybody team.
Let's say Jordan Love lights it up week one in the NFL. I know there's going to be people like, see, look at that. The Packers went from Favre to Rodgers to Love. I get it. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. But why can't you just enjoy the fact that, you know, unless you're a TCU fan, we saw something very exciting this weekend.
It's a great story.
And Coach Prime is just a great story for college football. But we're on to Aaron Rodgers now, and we asked, what is the expectation? Because when you look at Aaron Rodgers' career, this isn't – we love to make the Tom Brady analogy, like, man, well, Tom Brady, he went to Tampa, and look what he did. Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls, his 7th in Tampa. Aaron Rodgers.
I get it's not fair, but that's the expectation. You're not bringing Aaron Rodgers there just to be average.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers went to 1 Super Bowl over a decade ago. Granted, he won, but it's not like Aaron Rodgers is even a lock for the NFC Championship game over the last years. This is a team that sort of stalled out in the playoffs every year. And the narrative was like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, the playoffs are just not his friend. So if you expect...
But it's a two-part question.
You know,
it's like, what are the expectations? Yeah, maybe playoffs, right?
Well, the Vegas expectation is 9 to 10 wins. You know, Vegas is saying borderline playoff
team.
But
that's a realistic expectation. That's realistic, right? At least you would think.
You watch Hard Knocks, you think they're going to go 16-1.
But that's a Jets fan's expectation. I would think that's their expectation.
Because
it has been done. It's been done before.
I did say
that's the kind of greatness you're expecting from an Aaron Rodgers with this team.
I did say on our bonus podcast last week that I love the Jets over 9.5 wins because I think 10-7 or a little better is sort of where they sit. I don't think they're a losing team or 9-8. I like 10 wins for the Jets, but your expectations. Think about it. Let's go to Big Red in Kansas City. What's up, Big Red? You're on with Covino and Rich.
You know, I'm just going to say I'm not in for all the hype on Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's coming from the NFC. You know, he struggled last year. Now, by it, he really didn't have any great receivers. Now, Christian Watson kind of did look good toward the end of the season. But in that NFC where there's not really any great quarterbacks like there is in the AFC, they didn't make the playoffs. And now the Jets expect Aaron Rodgers to lead this Jets team to make the playoffs in a conference with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I don't think he's the answer.
You know, we forget that last year Aaron Rodgers missed the playoffs, his worst statistical season ever. We're talking about a guy who 2 years ago and 3 years ago won back-to-back MVPs. And I don't want to be stat boy throwing out numbers, but when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he had 48 touchdowns in 2020. 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. In 2021, 37 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Last year, 26 tutties, 12 interceptions. For 3 years in a row, the Packers, 13-3. Last year, 8-9, and he jumped ship. I don't know what Jet fans really are thinking. Like,
I think week one is a great assessment. It's a test right off the bat to see sort of where they stand.
Which is why we're going to get to that in the best games of the week. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
How we doing, guys?
Yo, what's up, Mitch?
I know the Jets made a good... Yeah. Happy holiday, you know, so,
Yo, Mitch, are you on like the worst phone? Are you on like Cricket Wireless? What do you got going on there?
He's been partying all week.
What's that phone your parents have? Well, you said the old person's cell phone.
Jitterbug.
Yeah. Come
My
on.
Parents have the Jitterbug phone with the big buttons.
He's on a Sports Illustrated a football phone.
Yeah. Got that one at 87.
Well, hey, give us a call at 877-99 on Fox if you want to talk about the... Well, there's realistic expectations, and then there's Jets fans' expectations. I think there's two different expectations there, Rich. I really do. I think it depends who you're talking to.
You know how a great documentary could sway you? Big time.
Yeah.
It could be politics. It could be about, I don't know, the food we eat or whatever, music. Whatever the documentary is, if it's a good documentary... It could sway you. You're like, oh, I never thought of that. Now all of a sudden you start looking stuff mm-hmm. up and you love it. Hard Knocks is just that. And I know in other seasons they follow teams that maybe didn't have the highest of hopes. Correct me if I'm wrong. Usually, just based on the criteria of what Hard Knocks needs, it's usually not a team that's a contender at this level. So the way you see the coaches talking... The way you see Aaron Rodgers and the respect he has and just the culture change and some of the speeches and everything they're doing, it would lead you to believe that they do have...
But again, they already had a little bit of a young culture and buzz growing already. So it's not just all Aaron Rodgers. He's just that missing piece that they definitely needed to help these young players along.
If you
great
bring,
young receivers, Great young backs.
Is a playoff run enough for to satisfy the thirst of Jets fans?
Or no.
Is
it, no.
It's, that's what I'm saying. So realistic expectations for the regular fan, that's realistic.
I agree
and
with
that
Joel's,
would be successful.
I agree with Joel's quick no. I think that, like, while realistically Jet fans should be happy with, you know, if they go 12-5 and they make it to the divisional or AFC championship, that's like, wow, what progress. Yeah, but Rich, it's like you bring in an older Aaron Rodgers who's, you know, creeping up on 40.
You're the first guy to talk about little windows. What do you got, Aaron Rodgers for 2 years?
Little windows.
It's like, so if they don't do it this year and that's realistic, then it's just that much pressure on the next year.
It feels like the Jets are like the Clippers. You can add as much as you want. Never going to change.
Listen, I want, because New York
fans, they do have that same feel. You're right.
New York fans, right now, you know, we're out here in LA, but Camino and I are both from New York. A lot of friends and family still out on the East Coast. And there is that sense of, my goodness, the Nets fell flat. You know, the Knicks have a little promise these days, but the Yankees and Mets, two highest payrolls, both are under 500. Like, New York sports have been kicked in the balls a little bit, let's be honest, right? Yeah. So, now the Jets are usually right now in New York, just from living there most of my life, right now people are usually getting ready for postseason baseball. Usually the Yankees, unfortunately. I'm a Mets fan.
Hey, I'm buying into the Yankee Utes.
Shut up.
I'm the only guy.
You're the only guy watching or caring.
The Martian, man.
Even who is it, Susie Wallman, they caught her microphone like a week ago coming out of a commercial, and she's like, God, this is boring. Oh, back to Yankee baseball. Oh. Did you see that clip?
Oh, Susan, that hurts. Oh,
John Sterling and Mamou.
And
Susan.
She didn't even get in trouble.
I know. Well, you know what? Because she was right.
She's speaking.
Truth hurts.
But again, I'm only saying that because they're bringing up all these no-name young kids, and they're playing really well.
But all
they're calling them the Yankee Utes.
Yeah, relax.
Hey, man. What are they, 8.5 out?
Am I talking about the Mets who brought up Mauricio, who is lighting it up? The guys,
Yankees. By the way, just swept the Astros though with their young players. So there's
good for you.
Hey, well, say, you know what?
The Mets just beat up on Seattle.
So
the,
much.
Mets just beat up on Seattle. It means nothing.
So what? I hope they do make like some crazy run just to make it exciting. Just so I could say to you, nanny nanny, poof poof. There's what, 25 games left.
I'm sorry. What did
they're
you just
eight,
say?
8.5, whoa, 8.5 games out of the wild card.
What did you just say?
Nanny nanny, poof poof to you.
Isn't it nanny nanny poo poo?
Not where I came from, bro. Not where I came from.
Who says nanny nanny poof poof?
All the Portuguese kids I grew up with.
Have
nanny
you ever
nanny poof poof?
Nope.
Joel, have you ever heard someone say nanny nanny poof poof?
No.
You just did.
Yo, Danny G.
So anyway, hold
out
on.
Here in LA, no one's saying nanny nanny poof poof.
I've never heard that.
I'm not buying into
the
Yankees hype.
That was some new Snoop Dogg slang or something.
You know what? I just invented it.
If the Yankees make the postseason,
nanny poof poof
nanny,
pass.
Nanny nanny poof poof.
You're just poof poof pass, baby.
You're just hating, bro.
Poof poof pass.
I'm excited about this young squad.
Really quick, Rich, to bring it back to the Jets, I looked up some stats for you.
Yeah.
You heard the caller talking about Aaron Rodgers maybe didn't have, you know, a star receiver to throw to, per se.
In Green Bay.
Right. Yeah. But one difference is the defense. The Jets obviously turned their defense around. Last season, they finished in the top five. Mm-hmm. The Packers' defense last year, 17th.
And remember what we said. I believe we were talking to Nick Hope about this, too. Aaron Rodgers last year, it's like that last year in any relationship where you, like, you know it's over and you don't put that same effort in. You don't care the same way.
You know, your lease is up on your apartment. And
or
like,
your car. And you just neglect it.
So you're calling him a quitter.
Your check engine light's on in your car, but you hand the lease back in 2 months and you're like, yeah, that's fine.
Kind of, but that's how the whole season felt, right? So it seems like, what did he say last week? Remember, this is like feels like a dream.
It did because it was ayahuasca.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it feels like a dream, Aaron Rodgers. But it's sort of like a new life for him in New York, where you could tell last year that was his last year with Green Bay. He was out.
Do you realize that the Jets have not made the postseason since what year? Take a guess. I don't want to put anyone on the spot, but take an educated guess. We're entering the 2023 season. When was the last time you think the Jets made the postseason?
2014.
Mark Sanchez?
What do you think? Give me a year.
I would say Sanchez, yeah.
2012-ish.
Spot, any guess?
2011.
2015.
2010.
Wow.
Wow.
They had a winning record one time in 2010 and 2015, but they did not make the postseason. Okay. 2010, they were 11-5. They lost in the conference championship. Other than that, let me read off some records. This is, I got to put you in the mindset of a Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Jets fan, but I grew up with a hell of a lot of Jet fans. I grew up on Long Island. Since 2010, since they made that postseason run, I believe that was the Mark Sanchez, Rex Ryan tattoo of Mark Sanchez on him days, right?
Yeah, we remember that.
Since 2010, 8-8, 6-10, 8-8, 4-12, 10-6, but missed the postseason. And then since 2016, 5-11, 5-11, 4-12, 7-9, 2-14, 4-13, 7-10.
It this does team give you that Clippers vibe, like
this
like Joel
team
said.
For the last decade has stunk like a hobo's butt.
Hobo's butt.
You smell that?
Rancid hobo butt.
No, it smells like that porta potty that you remember the port. You see the video of the Morgan Wallen concert where the girl shoved the other girl in a porta potty? That smell.
What is that? What is that pungent smell?
Oh, that's the Jets from the last
decade. Oh, it's the Jets.
Like a Waffle House bathroom.
Man,
the Jets have smelled like a Waffle House bathroom since 2010.
Floor Waffle House mess.
No, but look, there's always that difference maker, and that's what Aaron Rodgers is.
You know what a sunny day in New York City, like, what's that puddle?
Mystery puddle.
It's a sunny day.
Ooh, that stinks.
So what I'm saying is,
you said like a he's going to change, but if you're a Jets fan, what's he changing them to?
A playoff team this year. But again, that window means they have to really make it the next year. And I use the same example all the time, but it's so true, and there's some promise to the story. There's in every town, wherever you're listening from, in every town, there's always that location where it's grand opening, grand closing. Meaning, no matter what they put there, it always seems to close down because of bad juju, bad vibes, bad luck,
bad location.
No, there's no parking there. Something about it. Always.
It was a frozen yogurt shop. Then it was a coffee shop. But it always closes.
But eventually, and there's one spot I have in mind over here in this area. Eventually, there's one spot that comes, some sort of gastro pub opens up or whatever, and next thing you know, wow, it finally works. We knew this location could make it if the right place just opened up and did well, because the quality stands out. Tommy in Tampa, right? Like, it seems like no matter what they did, no matter who they brought in, no matter what establishment opened up, it failed. Tom Brady came in, and he was the difference maker. What the Jets fans are hoping right now is that Aaron Rodgers does the same, that it's not grand opening, grand closing, that this is the real deal, and that it's going to work. It's a two-part answer. Realistically, playoffs. For the Jets fans, they want Super Bowl.
If they are successful, as you're saying, I get the feeling that somebody's going to stand up out the background and be like, hey, I want to get paid, I'm going to hold out, and the whole team, it'll be disruptive his second year.
I you know what? He said, you know, you saw the fans on Hard Knocks being like, don't go, stay for a long time. He's 38, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could extend it to 3, right? If he stays healthy.
Why would I go? I'm having so much fun
and
here.
You guys love me.
You guys love me.
That's the ayahuasca's over here is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so let me just tell you one thing, and then we'll move on from this. The difference between, because you are going to get those, I get it. You're going to get the comparisons to, well, Tom Brady left Belichick and, you know, Patriots after all those years. Again, Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls, won his 7th in Tampa. The year Tom Brady won in Tampa,
mm-hmm.
granted, Drew Brees and the Saints were still a thing. But he also had the Panthers and Falcons in that division that were trash.
Trash.
Tom Brady, it was remarkable because remember Tom Brady beat, remember in a row, that the remarkable thing was Tom Brady in the playoffs, correct me if I'm wrong, beat Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Yeah.
And that's what made it so special.
All at home.
Yeah. Three, that's what made it so special. But Tom Brady went in a division where it was like, all right, an aging Drew Brees is still awesome.
Trash.
But two other teams that are trash. They smell like that porta potty, like that New York City puddle.
Like that hobo's butt.
Like that hobo's butt.
That's it.
Now,
rancid.
We're talking about the AFC East, which Josh Allen is wanting to tell everyone to beat it. We're still the team. Mike McDaniel and Tua and Tyreek and Waddle, that team in Miami's good. The Jets should be good. And we're looking at Belichick and New England like you could just walk over them. They're always going to be tough, especially in division. So it's a tough battle, and I dare say uphill battle for the Jets to assume just because Aaron Rodgers comes in there that's why Vegas has it at 9.5, Covino, because they also play who, Danny G? Your division. Yep. They play the AFC West. So if you look at the Jets' schedule, remember we looked at the Saints' schedule last week, and the Saints have the cake schedule of all cake schedules?
The Jets have a tough schedule right from the get-go.
The Jets have one of the toughest schedules where there are some teams that have the most BS schedule of all time. We went over it last week, and not to reiterate, but we're on at different times and different audiences, but we said if the Jets escape the first 6 weeks, if the Jets escape the first 6 weeks of the season playing 500 football, that's a win, because then they get to a little softer part of the schedule. But if you want, let me just reiterate the first six games for the Jets.
Yeah, we went over each one, and we had them at 3-3, and we thought, hey, that'd be a decent start for them.
Like, just to give it, Bills, rough. At the Cowboys.
Emotional day, though, on September 11th in New York.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers ain't a New Yorker, so that's you say 9-11.
It's more pressure, like, to really bring your best.
That Bills game is an L.
Yeah, so you could say L, right, Joel? Okay.
Wow.
At the Cowboys. That's questionable. You could say maybe
that's an L for the Cowboys.
All right, so we'll give them a W. Patriots at the Jets. Give them another W. The Chiefs at the Jets. You give them an L.
L because they have warmed up so well against the Lions on week one.
Then the Broncos. You could say it's in Denver, but I'll give them a W. And then Eagles, L. That's 3-3. You get that's why 9.5 is the Vegas number.
Easier.
And then it gets a little easier, but they have to play the Raiders, the Chargers, the Giants.
What's easier?
Yeah. They have an easy part of the schedule, the Jets, where they play the Falcons, Texans, and Commanders 3 out of 4 weeks.
Oh, that's 3 wins.
So they have a little cush part of their schedule around the holidays.
So that's 6 wins. That's 6 wins at least. That's what you're hoping for at this point.
We shall see.
You never know.
We know Thanksgiving changes things.
Well, thank you guys. And again, that's one of the most exciting week one matchups, and that's what we're going to ask you next. What are the games you're looking forward to most?
What if you had to say, what is the week one matchup, the must watch? Well, you can give us a couple. 877-99 on Fox. We'll go over week one next here on Fox Sports Radio. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And take a look at those tires.
I am.
How often do you look at your tires? You give them a good look once in a while, make sure.
Well, you do it every time you go on the road, right? Every time you take a road trip with your family, you do it.
Yeah, you got to make sure. Well, there's a lot of reasons, right? You don't want to put people in danger. You don't want to get a flat. You don't want to fuel economy. You're on bad tires. You're running through gas.
Does he really check his tires?
I do before road trips, Joel. I'm going, taking the kids out and about. So
check the oil too. Windshield washer fluid.
All of it.
Grab a quarter. You stick it in the tread. If you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. So head over to TireRack.com. Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. And you can choose from the full line of Continental tires.
Shipped fast and free to you or over 10,000 recommended installers. You'll get free road hazard protection for 2 years. Mobile tire installation, that's available in many areas. That's super convenient. That's where they bring the tires to you at home or work, and they do it at your place.
So go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Continental test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
So
So we lost legend Jimmy Buffett over the weekend. That was really sad for all the parrot heads who love rocking out to that summer beachy vibe of Jimmy Buffett. And as of today, we announced earlier that Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth was in hospice. Just found out he passed away.
Oh, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, dude had a lot of hits. Smash Mouth was big in the 90s, man, for sure.
They had a song on the Shrek soundtrack, which I'm sure they made some
They had a bunch of songs on the Shrek soundtrack. They had that Monkees cover. They had All Star.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. And, of course, as of today, Steve Harwell passed away at 56 at his home in Boise, Idaho, as a result of liver failure.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's from Boise. Did she know that Smash Mouth was from Boise?
She actually dated one of the members years ago. Fun fact. I'm not proud of that, but yes, since you asked.
Are you serious?
I'm surprised you didn't know to that. Like, I'm not announcing that like I'm very stoked about it or something.
I thought you were kidding. Then I looked and your face was saying you weren't kidding.
No, I'm absolutely serious about it. That's probably how. I don't even know. I don't investigate those things.
She should reach out to her ex to offer condolences.
No, it's quite okay, yeah. But she actually is a big Smash Mouth fan. It's funny you ask that.
I'm sure she is.
She would see them all the time.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah. Who knew? Smash Mouth groupie.
Great story. Either way, rest in peace. Let's not take away from the real story here. That guy had some hits. And the joke was, we could joke, he had a great career. We always said him and Guy Fieri were the same guy. Him, the guy from NSYNC Clown Posse, and Guy Fieri.
Very similar looking.
All the same guy. We never saw him in the same place at the same time.
Well,
rest in peace, Steve Harwell.
We did say we were going to talk some NFL week one, not predictions. What game are you most excited about? But first, I saw a headline. I had to click on this. Has nothing to do with sports, but humor me for a minute.
Sure.
This is out of the New York Post. There's a woman claiming that she makes hundreds of dollars a month renting out the other side of her bed. No shenanigans, no hanky-panky, nothing. But she just lets dudes sleep.
Foot rubs, cuddles?
No, just lets dudes
just
sleep
renting out the
on
bed.
The other side of the bed because they want to have a warm body and like a good-looking woman next to
them. That's risky, man. I don't know about that.
That seems like the most dangerous decision of all time. First of all,
I agree. Where do I sign up?
Look at every level of it. Who would pay to just lay next to someone? So your clientele is going to be a bunch of
weirdos.
Yeah, but like Rich said last week, there's a lid for every pot. Speaking of Steve Harwell, even Shrek had a wife, right? So there's weirdos everywhere.
Yeah,
she's a weirdo, and there's weirdos willing to sleep next to her.
Remember, Shrek's wife chose an ogre over a short guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, my short kings.
So my point in that was he found a wife. She's going to find clients.
This woman, apparently, the quote is, she's living her dream. She's sleeping with folks, but not sleeping with folks. Literally renting out her side of the bed where her ex-boyfriend once slept. She needed extra rent money, so she said, let me see if dudes just want to sleep next to a hot chick. No touching, nothing going on.
Is she good looking?
Sounds like most marriages I know.
I mean, I was going to say, that's where most marriages end up anyway, right? Yeah, she's like attractive.
Let me see.
Yeah, take a look.
I mean, it's part of the story. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. She tucks in an extra $600 a month.
Does she have a nice bed?
I wonder, can I see her with my eyes closed if I'm asleep?
Yeah, what kind of bed is this? Is this a sleep number? Choose my setting?
Sleep number.
It better be.
When I stay over, do I have to remove all those like extra throw pillows for no reason?
Oh, yeah. That's
if
weird.
I sleep nude, can you know what? I? What about it? Yeah, I'm a nude sleeper.
Joel's got it all hanging out.
Yeah, that's right.
And by the way,
does she have rules to that?
Question number two, is it cheating? Danny G, if your wifey was like, yo, Danny, where were you? Like, not cheating, but I was sleeping next to this girl. Just sleeping next to. Is that cheating?
Nah, my wife is real cool. She's even said that if you use a condom, that's not cheating because you're not touching skin to skin.
No.
I swear, she's cool. Best wife ever.
I looked at the clock. I'm like, are we on the air right now? Get out of here. That doesn't even sound right.
That's
put it this
true.
Way. From today's perspective, every young person thinks if you're just sliding into someone's DMs, if you respond to a girl and she's relatively attractive on social media, if you respond, that's cheating.
Sleeping
in some strange lady's bed is definitely considered cheating.
Like, is there any sort of touch, like if you brush up against a leg or something?
thing?
It's different. It's
$5.
$5. Like,
would I?
It's a different package.
Like, I have a king size bed, and when I'm asleep next to my wife, I don't even want to be touched. I don't want to brush. I don't want to feel. I just want like my own space. We'll share a bed, I don't want to be touched.
Do you think this lady makes a pillow wall?
Maybe.
Like you ever seen a movie where it's like, I don't want to sleep next to you, and they put almost a curtain, a sheet in the middle of the bed. She is saying one last thing on this, and then we'll get the football.
She'll spoon you for an extra $100.
Yeah,
they're saying that could she start a new trend where women listen. We never thought OnlyFans would pick up the way it is, but we live in a weird world now in 2023.
People are weird. And you accept it all the time instead of calling people out for being weird. Everybody just rolls with it like it's the new
kink
normal.
Don't shame me.
Yeah, but
and
come
now
on.
You know my address.
Yeah, let's be real. Well, it's weird.
I'm just saying. Remember, you heard it here first. Before we get back to the NFL.
Then again, Uber did sound weird before we got used to it.
Wait, we're going
to
get in a stranger's car?
So maybe we're just not ready for it yet.
It's not a taxi driver? No, it's like a regular dude that's just going to drive you.
Wait a second.
Like hitchhiking?
Rich did break the story of Tom Brady and his wife breaking up.
That is true. I break the stories. I get to them first. Now, the part of this that's interesting, they're saying that she could be starting a trend now called hot bedding.
Oh.
Where you sleep in a bed with someone. You pay to sleep in bed with someone, but you don't get to do anything. So
it's funny when it's marriage, it's called cold bed.
Yeah, that's as Spot said. That's sort of just like married couples sleeping in a bed together, not touching each other. All right, listen.
Pay
week
the same
one,
amount.
Can we rub feet?
You could touch feet, $5, Joel. Week one of the NFL always surprises, right? Later in the week, maybe we'll go over what? Because what usually
there's
got to
be surprises, definitely.
I know our buddy Bernie Frado, Danny G, didn't he say, look out for week one home underdogs? And there's a bunch of them this week.
Yeah, he said a 74% clip.
Week one home underdogs always do well, so look out for that because there's a bunch of them. And I feel like I'm betting against all of them, which means I'll lose. But when you look at week one, which kicks off in 3 days, Lions and the Chiefs 6.5-point favorites. Sort of like where that point spread is.
That seems low.
Yeah, I feel like as much as I think your Lions are good, Joel, I thought it would be 7.5 to try to get people on that hook.
I see us losing by at least 12 or 13.
I agree with Joel, to be honest.
And if you want
to
be safe and if you take it to teaser town like I do once in a while, make that Chiefs minus -0.5 and team it up with something else. But as of week one, when you look at the rundown of games, what stands out is like, yo, I'm really pumped about that one. 877-99 on Fox. And I'm going to tell you this. You can't pick one game because it's the obvious one. You can't say, Bills, Jets, Monday night. No. What did Deion Sanders say?
Bull junk.
No bull junk.
No bull junk. That is the obvious one.
Did he say new bull junk?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Bull junk.
No bull junk. Of course you want to see Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers Monday Night Football. They got a great one.
So
from Hard Knocks, Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen, which is clearly the game of the week, Monday night got a good one. Besides that,
what's the one you're tuning into?
What makes you say, I need to watch this game? And Danny, I know which one you're going to say because I'm with you. I think one of the games of the week is Danny G's Raiders.
Agreed.
Going to Denver and really seeing, did Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson?
Nope.
And
is Garoppolo,
playing his first game with the Raiders?
Could, with Josh Jacobs back on board and Davante Adams?
There's a lot of interesting questions
that
being answered.
That to me is the game of the week. Like, because I think all the other games don't have as many question marks. I look at that game and I say, ooh, this is going to be telling.
I don't know that.
Well, who's the Steelers play?
The Steelers played a 49.
Yeah,
that's another good one
because of the point spread. I wrote down a good rivalry here. Joe Burrow versus Deshaun Watson. You got Cincinnati versus the Cleveland Browns. Cincy with the number 10 ranked defense and the Deshaun Watson-led Browns number 9 ranked defense. Mixon versus Chubb. I'm interested to see how Burrow comes back from the small injury he had during camp.
Burrow's a little hobbled, so keep that in mind. So if the O-line, which in years in past has been suspect at times.
And we all kind of hate Deshaun Watson.
I was just going to say, on the weakest of levels here, I think people like to root for Joe Burrow and like to root against Watson. So that matchup alone, it just is what
it
is.
But yet we all love watching Nick Chubb run the ball, so it's weird watching that team right now.
It is. But so, yeah, that's a fun matchup for sure.
I think the weakest game of week one might be another team in that division. The Ravens are home, and it's the biggest point spread of week one. Ravens are double-digit favorites over the Texans. We'll see C.J. Stroud, right? We'll see some rookie play. We'll have some maybe moments, but that's sort of a snoozer.
That is a snoozer.
That's a snoozer. Bucks and Vikings, to me, another snoozer. I'm surprised that point spread is only 6. Minnesota's
at
home.
I think the Bucks quarterback makes it just a little bit more intriguing.
Baker Mayfield's fun. And he's on a short leash because they got Trask there waiting to, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that's a snoozer. I don't think it's a terrible game,
in love with Kirk Cousins during quarterback.
Right, right. There's that.
Oh, well, you know.
And like Joel said, there's the question marks of, hey, could Mayfield actually be a difference maker there?
Nope.
Who knows? Probably not, but yeah, then still fun to see.
Then you look at a game where I'm sure some are intrigued to be like, oh, let's see Derek Carr in a Saints uniform for the first time. They're at home against the Titans. Always fun to watch Derrick Henry run. And Tannehill still got the spot for now. There's some good ones. I don't think Panthers, Falcons. Maybe people want to see Bryce Young for the first time, right?
Nope.
We named the top two. Aside from, again, the question was, aside from Monday night, what were your favorite must-watch games?
Oh, you're missing one.
And they really are. It's Vegas, Denver, and San Francisco, Pittsburgh.
The San Francisco, Pittsburgh one is interesting because I'm a Niners fan, and I know Nick Cope is too, and I always go to him for Niners stuff, and he probably gets sick of it.
No, are you kidding me? He loves talking to
49ers.
Oh,
he just lit up.
Yeah.
Never. Nick, am I wearing my 49er homer goggles? Because I don't understand how it's only Niners minus 2. Is everyone think Kenny Pickett's like ready to
There's
just-
a lot of Steelers love in the preseason. There's also the West Coast going East Coast. There's a lot behind lot of numbers suggesting that it's very difficult going that way. So I think that's why the spread is where it is.
The variables. Like you say, all these variables, because if you just put the two teams next to each other, I think that while Pittsburgh is good, and I know there's
a lot of
Steelers hype and PL Kenny Pickett and Tomlin's, never a loser. And last year they thought he was going to. I feel like the Niners, this is a Niners win. I mean, I could be crazy. Maybe people think, oh, Brock Purdy, maybe he doesn't come back strong.
Probably didn't think the Niners were going to lose to the Bears week one last year, though, either.
That is true. So that's an interesting one. But I think there's one game we're not thinking of, and I'll let you know what that one is next. It's another great week one matchup, and it's another. What are these teams made of? And we'll get to that all next right here. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
And everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the tech, the choice is now available in electric. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
How we
do it was in my homeroom.
Do it.
It's like Kavino here.
Do it.
Present. Oh. This is my homeroom back in the day. Hey, Kavino and Rich with the bad jokes, but always here to have fun.
This is how we do it.
In for Dan Patrick. And again, please follow our podcast. Search Kavino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. Hit the follow. Check out the show. And we have a new bonus show every Wednesday that you could watch and you could hear. You can watch every Wednesday on the Fox Sports Radio YouTube page and search Overpromised wherever you stream your podcast, Kavino and Rich Overpromised.
Listen.
Because, well, we have a 2-hour show Monday through Friday, and it's hard to fit everything in. Sometimes we overpromise, but we deliver on Wednesdays now.
I know we watch a fair amount of sports.
Yeah.
Football season comes around. I feel like it's all I watch. But we watch our fair share of terrible TV as well. Danny G, are you and wifey watching The Ultimatum?
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm up to, like, episode 5. There's a girl on this show, Roxanne, who's, like, the worst person on earth.
Doesn't she just tire you out?
Dude, I got sucked into this dumb reality show. I was watching Hard Knocks over the weekend, catching up. I'm caught up.
Speaking of, we were talking about Winning Time premiere.
Winning Time,
yeah. Yesterday, Danny G sent me an article that this past week's episode, last night's episode, was the best of the season. of maybe the past two seasons.
Dude, I'm excited because I'm going to watch it later on. So.
So check that out if you haven't.
Winning Time, Hard Knocks, some great sports TV, and football's back this week. But if you need some trash TV, and I hate to be the guy saying, like, check this out. It is garbage, but it is it's great garbage.
You know what's
Ultimatum.
Garbage? Now you're taking me down this path. We're big fans of Love is Blind. They did a reunion show called After the Altar.
Yeah, a year later, like an anniversary.
Yeah, it's so boring, though. You realize that you don't care about them anymore.
Well, the first half of it is the couples that all got along and still get along. And we're come on, where's the drama?
Yeah, you need drama. Yeah, drama.
You know what it does make you realize? It makes you realize that unlike sports and unlike real shows, reality contestants, you care about them so short-term. Not that you even care about them. Meaning,
you want the drama. And, you know, and to tie into sports, that's what makes the football season so great. It's what storylines are we going to get? What's going to be the drama? Where's the conflict?
It's the American Idol effect,
right? It's the fun stuff that we're going to be breaking down, you know, starting this week.
What do we realize eventually? Like, someone would win American Idol or The Voice, and a week later, no one would care about them anymore. It's like, oh, wow, you won. I'd never hear from them again.
It's called the Taylor Hicks effect.
I believe that's what it's called. Yeah, that's officially called. No, because you watch a show like Love is Blind, and you and your wife or your girlfriend are watching, you're like, oh, this is our silly show we watch. You're so wrapped up in it, like laughing with your spouse or something. It's over. You're like, I don't care about these people ever again in my life. I agree. I watched one episode of that reunion thing. I'm like, I forgot. I don't care about these people.
Yeah, it's so boring. I tried. When you feel like you're trying, that's when it's time to change the channel. Watching TV shouldn't feel like a job.
Oh, do you mean if you're not enjoying
it, go to the gym or do something else. Take a walk.
Do you mean like if you watch the Commanders Cardinals this weekend, which might be the most boring game on the docket?
We agreed. We were looking over the schedule, and that's the weakest game of the early portion of the day for sure.
There's
Arizona at Washington.
There's one game we left off. There's one game we left off the must-see, and I think it is another telling game. I know it's so early, so it's not going to tell the whole story, but Danny, what's your instinct on Chargers-Dolphins?
Ooh.
It's a home field field goal point spread, which means, you know, Chargers are at home, which isn't really a great home field advantage in LA for them, but there'll be equal number of Dolphins fans there, but it's home team field goal favorite, so Vegas is even saying, we don't know.
Dolphins are like the NFL version of your Mets. They're always slapping all this good and new talent onto their roster, but let's see how it meshes here.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Let's go to Joe in Ottawa. Joe, you're on with CNR, in for Dan Patrick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Joe.
How you boys doing?
We're good, man.
Good. So as much as I want to say my favorite game of the weekend is going to be watching my Eagles beat up the Patriots, I think the game that intrigues me the most is the Bengals and Browns.
Yeah.
And honestly, a sidebar, Packers Bears is pretty intriguing too.
Yeah, you know what? That is, because I'm curious to see if Justin Fields makes some strides, or if, you know, is Jordan Love the real deal or what?
Boring.
Yeah, I'm not as excited about that one, but yeah, I agree that Cincinnati at Cleveland is a nice game. Danny G was right about that. That's going to be an exciting one.
You know, the Cardinals do not want to win. So I think I would watch that just to root them for a victory.
Oh, just to see the train wreck?
Yeah, you know, I had a buddy.
Unless you're watching just to watch the train wreck, that's the weakest game of the weekend.
I had a buddy show me a parlay bet he made. Like, you know, like before the season, like division winners and playoff teams. And he's like, oh, for a long shot, I put the Cardinals in. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing you've ever done. You just threw away money. It's not because it's not like a borderline team that is trying to make the postseason. The Cardinals have already made it clear, we don't even want to make the postseason.
We don't even want our quarterback for 5 weeks.
So, like, if you think that's a smart bet, like, man, I got like plus 10,000. It's not.
In a two-piece swimsuit.
It's never going to be good.
With his belly out.
They should have traded for Trey Lance instead of Joshua Dobbs.
Dude, that was signal number one that they don't care. John and Mass.
In a tank top.
You're on CNR in for DP. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So
what up?
I was talking. The first thing I was mentioning, the guy who, the wife says it's okay, that's not cheating because of the condom situation.
I don't think
he was spot.
Yeah, he was joking.
Hey, whoa.
But you know, John, we're out of time. Damn, I wanted to hear more from
him.
He
was talking about the new trend called hot bedding.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier.
Bedding, this is what I've been doing real quick. You there?
But yeah, we got to run. We have 10 seconds before I got to go. I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Join us tomorrow for Iron Mike trivia.
He's about to call him nasty.
I know.
Yeah, Spot.
We'll see you guys tomorrow at our regular time, 2 in the afternoon here on the West Coast. Until then, thank you, Dan Patrick. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
All right, later, buddies.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.